Over his 50-year career, Bobby Bowden assembled one of the winningest records in college football history. But that's not all that Bobby Bowden's known for. He's also known for his passionate faith in Jesus Christ and his influence on others. We talked with a retired Florida State coach at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte. He was there recently signing copies of his new book, The Wisdom of Faith. And you could tell the event meant a whole lot to him.
That was a blessing. You mean I'm going to get to go to his library? I'm going to get to go up there and sign autographs, books? Well, that's a highlight. So out of all the speaking engagements I have this year, which I'll have a bunch of them, but this will be the highlight of the year, I guarantee you. I'm just excited about being able to be here.
One of the major reasons his visit to the Billy Graham Library meant so much to Bobby Bowden is because of the impact Billy Graham has had on his life.
Listen, Billy Graham played one of the biggest roles in my life of any man. My number one man was my daddy, a good Christian man. After him, my number one spiritual man was Billy Graham. My mother gave me a copy of his first book. I was a freshman in college, I think. And I read his book, and boy, that thing just grasped me. So every time I could find a book from him, I'd read it. All the books he wrote, I kept reading them. And that probably affected me more spiritually than anything in my life other than my own father.
While God used Billy Graham in Bobby Bowden's life from a distance, he's used Coach Bowden in the lives of hundreds of college football players in person.
Now, I get letters from my players now that I coached 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. None of them mention football. They talk about the things that we taught and talked about life. You know, it's what's important in life.
And what is it that they taught and talked about? Well, simply the things Coach Bowden says that are, quote, important in life.
And I preach Jesus. We preached to our kids no matter what. Cause I felt like I had an obligation to when I hooked Coach DeBoer that I owed it to his mother and daddy. And I talked to them about it. Just be sure it's okay with him. That I did my best to see that he finished school academically and to see that he could play the best he could play and to talk to him about the Bible and about God and about salvation.
Well, he had tremendous impact on so many players through the years. And it turns out it wasn't just the players that Coach Bowden was influencing.
Our coaching staff had devotions every morning. My coaching staff, anytime we met, one of the coaches had to give a little devotion. Couldn't be over 5 minutes. Next day, the other coach would do it. Next day, the other coach would do it. Next day, the other coach would do it. There were 17 of us. I'd do it every 17th time. What better way to start your day? You know? And then we would have meetings with our players and have devotions with our players. A lot, you know? Because we thought it was so, again, I felt like it's part of the education.
You can read more about Coach Bobby Bowden and his recent visit to the Billy Graham Library by clicking on the search button at the top of this page. Type in Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N. You'll also find a collection of photos from his library visit. I'm Mike McLean.